Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Almone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Meyer now playing first base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Codiroli covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Hairston moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Kiefer reaches third base with a triple. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiefer tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Law, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a pop-up towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Boston steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. Kingman scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kiefer hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Spilner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kiefer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Henderson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lansford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. 1 out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game. With a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Law moves to second. Two outs. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.